You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Saints of God, this is Tom, and it is time to wake up, including me. I'm a little tired this morning and didn't sleep too well last night. And just wanted to say good morning. And I've got a couple thank you notes here to thank Mark and Mary for your prayers and your financial support to keep me on 91.5. I appreciate that a lot. And also Lisa and Mike. I want to humbly come and thank you all that are listening to me, and and your financial support. In the Bible it talks about a leper, 10 lepers, and Jesus healed him and touched him, but one came back, and that one that came back told Jesus, thank you. And Jesus said, where are the other nine? And Jesus told the leper, be made whole. And I often wondered about that until I visited years ago when I was in the mission field in Hawaii. Had opportunities many times to go. They have a leper colony over in the chain of islands there. So the island is called Molokai. And I had opportunities to, there was a pastor there, Reverend Drew, and I'd go visit him, and we'd stay in contact. And a lot of times he'd call me saying, are you coming over? Can you go to Sears and buy some weed eat string? I said, Reverend Drew, I said, I just bought you 10 or 12 last time I was there. And I didn't know what he was doing with the weed eater, but I said, okay, I'll get some. And so I'd go visit him and had opportunities to take people over. The Cash family, Johnny and his family, I had an opportunity to escort them over. I took my wife over there. Many friends I took over. But I noticed something about the lepers. Now, leprosy is, it's cured. They have a cure for leprosy. But when I was there, I noticed the lepers, they had scars, disfigurement of their fingers, half an ear. And I noticed, that when Jesus told the one leper, be made whole, it is as if he had never had leprosy. Any parts of, I'm sure, his body was like he never had it. He didn't have the scars from leprosy, the disfigurement of fingers, nose, or ears. He was completely healed. So, let's get in the habit, all of us, of thanking people, because and thanking the Lord, especially if you're praying and seeking Him about things in your life. Don't forget to, this morning I was grumbling a little bit, coming to the radio station, and the Lord impressed upon my heart, I inhabit the praises of my people, son, not the complaints of my people. And, that just hit me, I'm going through something with my health and when all else fails, we should, go directly to Him, whatever you need. It doesn't matter. You can trust in doctors. We shouldn't trust in anyone but Jesus. And God does use doctors, and I'm grateful and thankful for them. But sometimes you just need a touch. You need a miracle. And I know the Lord can use doctors. He can use prayer and medicine, and then he can touch us. He can touch our body. And my message this morning is about Abraham being tested. And so a lot of times we're tested, I believe, and I believe we need to go to Him. And don't forget that if He's done something for you, to thank Him. Take a moment to thank Him. So Mark and Mary, thank you for your prayers, your financial support. Lisa and Mike, thank you for your prayers and also your financial support. I greatly appreciate it. My wife, thank you for letting me, sometimes I run short paying for the radio when she lets me take some money out of the checkbook. And I want to say thank you, sweetheart. My business partner, Paul, thank you. He gave me some money when I was a little short, ministry. I won't go into it, but, there's a ministry, and I'm not in it full-time, maybe a little bit part-time, but it's expensive, because it's about people. That's what Jesus died for. He went to the cross to shed His precious blood that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. And we've all been affected by the inflation. But never stop your giving. Never stop your giving, because Jesus said He loves a cheerful giver. And in Malachi, He said, prove me that I will not pour out a blessing. It's the only time in the Word of God that you can prove God. He said, prove me. And, He loves a cheerful giver. So even though the times and the days we live in, there's so much uncertainty, but let us all stay focused. We look at the news, and we go on these websites and internet sites, and you know, and you hear this person say, and I really, to be honest, I don't really know how to do all that stuff. I mean, I like to look at the news once in a while, the Money Channel, but that's about it. You know, we hear everybody else complain, and they share their ideas and their thoughts, and I'm not saying it's right. We have freedom of speech, but you know, let's not get into arguing and grumbling and bickering and, you know, slander. We have to be careful with our mouth as well. You know, that we're not to curse, we're to bless people. And that's why I just encourage you all to be grateful what the Lord has done. If you're going through some troubling times, if you're going through a medical issue, if you're going through a financial issue, whatever it is you're going through, I'm telling you, you can rely on and call on him. Because in Isaiah it says, "Fear not, for I'm with you, for I am your God. I will help you, I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's the assurance that you and I have, that we can go to him. And he says, "Fear not." He says, "For I'm with you, for I am your God. I will help you, and I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So that's the assurance, saints of God, that we have. You know, you can call on him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't sleep, slumber. He's awake. And I believe he's waiting on us to talk to him more. You know, we talk to everyone else. We were on the phone a lot, you know, and a lot of people spend a lot of time on the phone, the internet. Let's spend some time with the Lord, too, as well. And don't forget that. You know, so no matter what you're going through, I hope my message this morning, I'll share it in just a few minutes. It's going to be found in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 22, Abraham being tested, and I'll share that in just a few minutes. But let's take time to thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's going to do, you know. And, you know, we serve a big God, and his word says, "Is there anything too difficult for thee?" And there's not, you know. Sometimes I think we stop praying because we don't see anything, you know. And never stop. Whether you see a miracle in the making, or the Lord provides you a doctor, or you get a financial blessing, just don't forget to thank him, you know. And just give thanks always. And because, you know, give thanks with a grateful heart. And we celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, once a year. But let's thank him each and every day that we wake up, you know. Because he reminds us, I mean, "Fear not," I believe, is in the Bible 365 times throughout the Word of God. So there's one for each day of the year. "Fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not, fear not, fear not." And, you know, you'll often hear me say that, you know, what the purpose of fear is, it comes to paralyze us. And that's what it does. You know, it you get a bad report, you can't pay a bill, or your hours might be cut at work. You don't know how you're going to do it, but you just go lay all what the issues that you're going through. You can lay them at the cross. You can lay them at Jesus' feet. And because his word says the battle's not yours, the battle's his, and you can trust in him. As the word reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And you know what? He said he shall direct your path. Wow. That's a sermon in itself, folks. It's a sermon in itself. Well, you know, I'm going to put on some praise music, because I love praise and worship. I really do. I love praise and worship. Remember, he inhabits the praises of his people. And so I'm going to put on a couple songs. They're not too long. And I do hope you enjoy them, because, you know, I love worshiping the Lord. When I went to Haiti, and especially that time I was in Korea, I mean, those people really know how to worship the Lord. In Haiti, I mean, I saw the poorest of the poor, and their hands were up worshiping the Lord. And I thought, wow, Lord, they really love you. They're really hungry for you. They really just have a glow about them. So remember, you know, no matter what you're going through, whether you got a bad report, or whether you need a financial blessing, or whether you need a touch from God, you know, just trust in him. As the word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And guess what? He'll direct your path. The steps, as the scriptures tell us, the steps of the righteous They're ordered not by you, but by Him. So when you wake up each day, the Lord will direct your footsteps. Just listen to Him. You know, listen to Him. Spend time with Him. Spend time in the Word. Get to know Him. And don't look at the news and all the negativity that's going on. I mean, my wife and I went over, there was an overpass, and there's a big sign saying impeach. And I thought, well, who are they wanting to impeach? You know, we as a nation are, I wondered if we're broken. And, you know, Lord, put us back together. You know, heal us. Heal our land. You know, and then I saw another girl months ago and saying we need a revolution. And I turned around and went back and tried to share with that gal. And I said, a revolution? I said, we sure do. A revolution for Jesus. Because it's all about Him. And we need to love one another and start getting along with one another. Whether they be Democrat, Republican, makes no difference. You know, just pray for those that are appointed over you and keep them in prayer every single day. But don't be mad if someone says, and you know, expresses, well, you know, they're Democrat, Republican. I don't want to get into politics, but the main thing is Jesus. That's the main thing, that we get along and be that light that He's called us to be into the dark places. And so I just want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going through, the Scriptures tell us, cast your cares upon Him for what? For He careth for thee. He careth for you. You just got to cast your cares. You know, sometimes some of you all, like me, want to try to help the Lord out, and He doesn't need our help. He doesn't. He's a big God, y'all. He's a very, very big God. So I'm going to put on a couple praise songs. They won't... a couple minutes on each one, and I hope you enjoy them, because I do love praise and worship. And because remember, the Scriptures tell us He inhabits the praises of His people.
Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courts with praise. Bring him a shout of joy. Sing of his endless fame. For the Lord is good and his love endures. His love endures forever.
Good it is indeed. So I hope you enjoyed the two songs of worshiping the Lord, because remember, he inhabits the praises of his people. Now I want to share a little story, because last Saturday was Valentine's Day, and I meant to announce it last week to all you lovebirds out there, and thank my wife. But I remember a time when I was in Hawaii, and for you ladies trying to find a husband, forget it. you single gals out there, just trust in the Lord. You know, the Bible said that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. And so when I met my wife, I knew that she was to be my wife. And I think I proposed to her many, many times, and she kept turning me down. And I thought, Lord, and I'd take her into the mountains to propose. And in Hawaii, they have a cross in remembrance of all the men and women who gave their lives during Pearl Harbor. And that's one of the pathways that the Japanese flew through the Kolikoli Pass, and they came in the four different directions, and that was one of them in the islands of Hawaii. And I would take her up there and propose, and she said nope. She kept turning me down. And hope you don't mind me sharing this, honey, but and then I proposed again, and she said, well, remember Valentine's Day, asking me then on Valentine's Day. And I thought, okay. So months later, it was Valentine's Day, and I took her to a Chinese restaurant down in Waikiki Beach. That place, it was expensive, you know, and I gave her the meal. You know, I was single for a long time, you know, and I bought her a nice meal. I think it was a 5-star Chinese restaurant. I thought, I hope I can afford this, Lord. And then I gave her a box of candy and the card. And she said, well, is there anything else? I said, no. I said, you ladies want a lot of stuff. I said, I gave you the card and the candy and the nice dinner, which I hope I can afford to pay for. I didn't tell her that. But and she said, well, where's the ring? I said, what ring? I said, oh, no, I forgot. I forgot. She told me on Valentine's Day. And I left the ring back at my place. And, you know, God does provide for us all, folks. He does. He's a big God, and I married her. And so I'm going to play this song for my wife, for all you ladies out there listening. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day. And it's a country song by one of my favorite country singers. And I hope you enjoy it, and then I'll be back to share God's word in just a second. That song by Dolly Parton. And I wanted to meet her because when I was in Nashville one time, I asked Johnny Cash. I said, oh, you know, there's someone I've always wanted to see. And he said, who's that? And I said, oh, Dolly Parton. He said, well, I'll try to arrange it. But just so happened when I was in Nashville, she was on a tour somewhere. And so I didn't get an opportunity to meet her, but do admire her testimony, her life. She's really got a good sense of humor. And I love that about her. So hope you enjoyed the songs and the music this morning. And so the Word of God in Genesis chapter 22, I'm going to read a few verses. And starting with verse 1, sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up, saddled his donkey. He took him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We'll worship and then we'll come back to you." Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Now this one really hits home for me. Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." God will provide. You know, Isaac's name stood for laughter because Sarah laughed when she heard in the background that she was going to have a child. She was 90 and gave birth to Isaac. And when she heard that, she was going to give birth, and she laughed. And that's why Isaac is called, his name's Isaac. It stands for laughter. Abraham, I believe, was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And, you know, God did test Abraham. Was he willing to offer his son? And if you look at that story, it was a three-day journey to the mountains. And in remembrance of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And everything points to Calvary, because that's the highest peak of those mountains. And Abraham was willing to offer his son up. And then an angel stopped him. And my message this morning is, as Abraham responded to his son Isaac, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." What is it that you're asking the Lord for? So we talked about this morning, trusting in the Lord, believing in him, getting closer to him, as the scriptures tell us, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. And it's so true. The land of Moriah means all the mountains of Jerusalem, Calvary, Zion, Olives, Moriah, and other. Calvary is the highest peak, and it was perhaps I'm trying to read my notes, and I just scribbled this morning, and that Isaac was offered as a type of Christ. So it's, you know, because Jesus went to Calvary, and he shed his precious blood that you and I might have life. And Isaac, you know, Abraham was willing to give up his only son that they waited and waited for. And an angel stopped him and said, "Now God knows that you are willing to give your son." But Abraham's response to his son is that God will provide. What is it that you need? And are you trusting in him? Are you trusting the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul? Yes. God will provide for you as well. And we just have to stand, you know, we need, if there was ever a time that we need to pray, I believe it's now. You know, I really feel in my heart, I look at our nation and it's crumbling and it's broken. And I pray for the church that we would stand up and, you know, be that light that Jesus called us to be into the dark places. But sometimes I think we spend more time worrying about stuff, because the scriptures tell us, you know, don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough cares of its own. And, you know, I heard one pastor on the radio share, he said, you know, when we were born, we came into the world with empty hands. While we live on this earth, we get a lot of stuff with our hands and create a lot of wealth and material goods and with our hands. And when we pass away, our hands are empty again. You know, we're not going to take anything with us. So what is it that you're trusting the Lord for? Is it a financial miracle? Is it you need a touch from God with your body, your eyesight, your heart, maybe your attitude, the way you speak and talk, you know, maybe your marriage, your job situation, you know? Remember, cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. He cares for you. And it's so important that we trust in Him. As Abraham's response to his son, you know, we have the fire and wood, but where's the offering? And the Lord did provide the sacrifice. He provided the lamb for Abraham and Isaac. And so will the Lord provide for you each and every day. It may not seem like it, you know, but don't give up praying. Don't give up trusting the Lord. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. You know, maybe start some quiet time. You know, I'm encouraging you to spend some time each morning in prayer. You know, turn the TV off, turn that phone off, and spend some time with the Lord. And bow your head and say, Lord, you know, I might need a touch. You know, my body. Thank You for touching my body. Thank You for touching my finances. Thank You for touching my job. Thank You for allowing me to be a blessing. Have me to say the things that would be encouraging, uplifting to other people. And help us to remember the scripture in Hebrews that says we're to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called a day. Remember, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to Him. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses was in battle. And he got battle fatigued. And I'm sure some of you listening or feel like you're in a battle. And you're just fatigued, worn out, tired. And so was Moses. And his arms came down. And when his arms were coming down, he started losing the battle, if I remember correctly. And there was Aaron and Hur that came, and they put his arms, they lifted his arms back up. And when they did, he was winning the battle again. And some of you are just battle fatigued. You know, you've been listening to everyone else, you know, listen to the news a lot. Nothing wrong with the news, don't get me wrong. You know, but maybe you're spending too much time on the news. Maybe you're spending too much time on the internet and the website stuff and all that other stuff. Nothing wrong with the internet either, you know, but spend some time with quality time with the Lord. Don't listen to, don't hear from, you know, all this negativity and all these people, you know, this and this and this and this and that. You get so confused. And so just stay focused. The scriptures tell us perfect peace who says whose mind is stayed on Him. And if you're off focus today, get back, get your spiritual sight, you know, restored. And only Jesus can do that. And some of you need a touch from God. Some of you need a miracle. And, you know, some people say, well, miracles don't happen. You know, that was for the beginning of the first church, and that's been done away with. But, you know, I still believe in miracles. And, yes, God can use doctors. He can use prayer. And He can use medicine to heal you. There's times that He can supernaturally touch your body as well. Even when you sleep, He can touch your body. No matter what it is, you need a touch from the Lord. Maybe you're battle fatigued, and maybe you're stressed out about work. Maybe your wife left, your husband left. Maybe your hours have been cut at work. And if your hours have been cut, don't you dare cut your tithing back at church either. You know, you still give to God's work. And you believe the Lord for a new opportunity. And the Bible tells us that he opens doors that no man can close. And that's why it's so important to stay in the Word and read the Word and then spend some quality time in prayer and ask the Lord, Lord, help me. I need a touch, whether it's a physical touch, a spiritual touch, financial touch, whatever. Lord, you're a big God. And I need help. And so if you're battle fatigued, if you're stressed, you need to just relax and trust in the Lord. Maybe you need some Aaron and a her in your life to hold your arms up. And that's where I pray that the church would be the encourager to you. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, is encouraging one another daily, it says. why today is still called today. You know, don't encourage one another yearly and every 5 years, you know, once a month. Do it daily. Because, you know, we're all in this, you know, sometimes life is just, it throws us curveballs, you know. And when I became a Christian, seemed like things got worse. But they didn't. Jesus was there, as he was with Abraham and his son Isaac. But God tested him to see if he was willing to give his only son up. You know, what are you believing God for? You know, again, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You know, one time, you know, I was complaining because years ago I got bitten by a brown recluse spider, and I shared this story. And, you know, they had to put tubes in my leg and it on and on and on, and take the tubes out, put new set of tubes in. And then I had to be put on seizure medicine because my body was shaking, and then my blood pressure skyrocketed. And what an ordeal for a little spider, no bigger than, I think, a brown recluse is no bigger than a dime. It's so very small that could do so much damage to the body. And then, you know, my doctor told me, he said, I might have to send you a specialist. There's not much more I can do. I'm trying to drain all the poison out of my leg and have me on medicine. And this went on for a long, long time, at least a year, year and a half. And I remember coming to the radio station. I used to be on Saturdays. And I got to the door. And I said, Lord, I need to talk to you. And I said, I just need to talk to you. And the Holy Spirit touched my heart, and it was like the Lord saying, well, I need to talk to you. And he impressed upon me that I was complaining about the bigness of my problems and not the bigness and greatness of God. And are we doing that? Are we complaining about the world condition, the government? Are we complaining about the economy? You know, are we just taking and casting our cares up to him? For he said, he careth for thee. And the Lord just really dealt with me, that I'm complaining about the bigness and greatness of my problems, but not the bigness and greatness of him. So let's start trusting the Lord more, you know, casting our cares upon him and not complaining about the bigness of our problems. Let's start praising him and telling people how big God is. He's a big God, and whatever you need, you can go directly to him. His time's different than our time, you know. His timing's different, you know. His pathway of healing for you may be a doctor, may be medicine, and may he could touch your body. Even when you sleep, he can touch your body. I'm a firm believer. Miracles have not been done away with. You know, there has to be a balance, but we serve a big God. And I believe the days are getting darker and darker. But let's not focus on the darkness. Let's not focus on all the problems here in America, the deficit, the government situation, people rioting all over. It's just madness. It's absolute madness, you know? And that's why it's good to go to church and fellowship. It's the words, the Bible tells us, forsake not the assembling of yourself. That's why church is so important, that we come together and praise him and learn more about the Lord. And then when you're at church, maybe someone will come and lift your arms up and minister to you and encourage you. And that's so very important, and that's so needed today. And the country's broken, but I pray the church, you know, if it's broken, Lord, help us. Help mend our broken hearts. Help our churches, Father. Let's not build our kingdom here on this earth, but let us build you up. And it's about people. It's not about buildings you know, your what you accumulate, what you have, your title. You know, I remember going to the mission field, and, you know, I was so concerned about what's my title going to be? You know, what's Dr. Patrick going to, what's my title in the mission field? And the Lord's not interested in a title, you know. He's interested in your heart. Are you willing? You know, I didn't have ability. You know, I didn't have it going into the mission field. I just gave, you know, I was in the military, and I didn't really want to give my career up. But what the Lord looks for when he calls us to do something is availability and a willing heart. Are you willing? Cast your cares upon him. Are you willing to step out if he tells you to step out and go to the mission field? Are you willing, if you're called to be a pastor, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be the best lawyer? Are you willing to be the senator? You know, and you're going to be challenged. The Lord challenges us each and every day. He challenges us. And are you going to step up to the plate? Are you going to be like Jonah? That I believe it's Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, said when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, that boy ran the other way. He did. Don't you go running the other way when the Lord ministers to you. The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and tells you to do something. You know what? Just do it. And he'll reward you for that. And I just believe some of you that are listening, maybe you're brokenhearted. Maybe you're battle fatigued. You want to write me? You can. My P.O. Box number is Tom Jones. You can write me at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. If you have a praise report, you can share your praise report. You need prayer, you can just share your prayer request. I won't share it with anyone, but I'll stand in the gap for you. I'll try to lift your arms up, you know, and encourage you as best I can. And that's why I'm here each week, you know. I'm not the most qualified to be here. I admit it. My grammar is not always good, you know. But what the Lord looks for is not ability, but availability in that willing heart. And that's what I want to emphasize today, is that you trust him as Abraham was going to offer his son, his only son. And his son said, well, we have the fire and the wood, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide. So whatever you need today, just know that God will provide. You know, remember the scriptures tell us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have to be careful there because, you know, sometimes we want this and we want that. And there's nothing wrong with things. Don't get me wrong. God wants us to have a nice home, a nice car. But let there be balance in this. Let there be some balance in your finances. You know, that don't let my heart become like the world, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. When the scriptures remind us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And because, you know, if you look in Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. You just have to follow the Father. You have to trust in him, you know? Just trust in him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Lean not on your own understanding. Again, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? He shall direct your path. And so my program, it's a few more minutes I'm on. And I wanted to open the phone lines up, but it's probably getting a little bit too late. Next week, I'll open the phone lines up. And any of you that need prayer, you want to call in next week for prayer, you can write me, P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. And if you have a prayer request, I'll keep you in prayer. And there's a gentleman that I've been praying for. He had a stroke, a very young fella. And so I've been praying for him, Will. And I think, you know, as the Bible tells us that, you know, we're to bear one another's burdens, you know. And because that's important, that we care for one another, love one another, support one another, and continue to encourage one another to stay focused and keep our eyes on Jesus. Again, the word says, perfect peace, who says whose mind is stayed on Jesus, not your circumstances, not your problems. And it's hard sometimes because, you know, you're going through some things, and they're, it's real. These trials in life, they're real. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard when your hours are cut at work. It's hard when you take a pay cut. It's hard when you get a report from the doctor that's not good. But I can guarantee you that you can lay all that at Jesus' feet and let him do what he does best. Let him touch you. Let him touch your body. Let him touch your finances. But you listen to him. You listen to him. And get closer to him. Because the scriptures tell us, draw near to him, and he, guess what? He shall draw near to you. You know, that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we serve. We serve a big God, where the scriptures tell us, fear not, fear not, fear not, you know. Because, again, the purpose of fear is to paralyze us, to paralyze you, and stop you from doing what you should be doing, you know. Oh, don't don't make that move because, you know, you won't make it. You know, well, if the Holy Spirit's telling you to do something, you know what? Just do it. You know, Martin Luther King once said, I have a dream. He said, I have a dream. And it's and I'm grateful he shared that. I have a dream. But I believe if you have a dream, some of you are dreaming too much. You know, stop dreaming. Go live that dream. Go do what he tells you to do. Be that blessing. Be that light in the dark places. And I'm just encouraging you, you know. And don't look back. You know, your past, and remember, your past will never direct the destiny that Jesus has for you. It never will. You know, some of you have had some really bad experiences. I did growing up. My mom passed away. My dad took off, and we were poor as church mice. We were, but God provided. And so will he provide for you. You know, so don't look back. Don't look back. Because your past, again, will never direct your destiny. Jesus will. He will. And the late Winston Churchill once said, what success is, and what he quoted once, he said, success is when you fail and you fail and you fail, but you don't give up. Some of you want to give up. Don't give up. Keep persevering. Run the race with confidence. The scriptures tell us the race that's set before you. Keep running it with confidence. The race that he's put before you. And I tell you what, you'll never be the same. Don't look back. Again, your past will never direct your destiny. Jesus will. But remember, he inhabits the praises of his people, not the complaints. And, you know, Lord, give us more joy. You know, give us more your peace, more your love, your compassion, your gentleness, your meekness, your mercy. That when we go, wherever we go each day, that people can just say, hey, something's different about him. You know, what makes him tick? You know, what makes him tick? You know, it's Jesus. You know, I don't want to be religious like the Pharisees. They knew the word and they were religious. You know, remember, when you read the word, ask the Lord to take it from the head to the heart. That'll keep you from being religious. Once you get it in the heart, it'll explode and you'll start doing things that Jesus told you should be doing. You know, love one another, forgive one another, you know? And I tell you, what a joyful journey you'll have. Didn't say you're not going to have some bumps in the road and some trials, some storms, a couple hurricanes, you know? It's just we have to draw nearer to him, trust in him. So no matter what you're going through, I challenge you, my program's almost over, I challenge you to cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. The message today, if any scripture that is Abraham being tested, you can read it. Genesis, the Old Testament, the first book, chapter 22. What stands out the most to me was Abraham answered, told his son, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And so will God provide for you. Just trust in him. Don't trust the economy. Don't trust your job. Put your trust and confidence not in those things, but put them in Jesus. And I tell you what, he'll take good care of you. He will. He'll take good care of you. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. Spend more time with him, you know. And Lord, teach us to laugh more too. Me especially. You know, because everybody's doom and gloom anymore. Get around people and they're all negative about this and negative and critical about this and mad about this. You know, the scriptures tell us that laughter is like merry medicine to the soul. You know, start laughing more. You know, you remember Ed Sullivan and Carol Burnett and Dick Van Dyke and Red Skelton and who's the other one I'm trying to think of? There's so many of them back then. They were funny, comical. They got you laughing, you know? And we don't laugh anymore, you know? Because the word tells us, you know, laughter is like merry medicine to the soul. So, Lord, help me laugh more. Help those that are listening laugh more. And help them to trust you. As your word reminds us all that God will provide. You'll provide. And so you that are listening, just trust him. Enjoy the journey on the way where he's taking you. And as his word says, this is the day the Lord has made. let us rejoice and be glad. And next week, I'll open the phone lines up. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, any complaints, you can just don't call then if you got a complaint. don't do that. You know, I'll tell customers once in a while, you know, can you rate our company? And if you're going to do a bad one, don't do it. That's what I tell them. If it's going to be bad, we don't want your report. But let's get in the habit of encouraging one another daily while today is still called a day. And, well, I pray that you all have a wonderful week, and stay focused. And, Lord, I pray for the listeners. I pray for those that are battle-fatigued, wanting to give up. Father, that they wouldn't give up, that they'd stay focused. And those that are carrying the battle, Father God, your word reminds us that the battle is not ours. It belongs to you. So, Father God, I pray for those that are battle-fatigued and those that need a touch from you, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that by your very stripes that you took upon your back, Father God, they were healed. Your healing sometimes is not our time. Your timing is not our time, Father God. But help us in our unbelief, in our walk each day with you. Keep us, have us to stay focused. Have us to laugh more. And I mean that, Father God. Have us, your people, to laugh more and to be joyful. And, Father God, to trust you with all their heart. Let them know that you will always provide. As we read about that Abraham said to his son, God will provide. Father God, let the saints of God know that you'll always provide. And we pray for the peace of Israel, that no weapon formed against Israel, Father God, should ever prosper. That you would, anyone that would harm them, Father God, that you would cause confusion in the camp of the enemy, Father God. Bless Israel, the apple of your eye. I bless the Father, we pray for the churches, Father God, that we would all wake up. We'd all wake up to hear the essence of your heart, which beats people, people, people. Father God, wake us up. Wake me up. You know, wake me up, Lord. And have us to stay focused. Have us to keep our eyes always on you. As your word says, perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on you. Those that are battle fatigued, Father God, help them. I pray that there be an Aaron and a Hur come into their life and hold their arms up, that they too would once again win the battle. Because your word says, the battle's not ours, it belongs to you. So, Father God, thank you for this day. The listeners, bless them, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name. Till next week, God richly bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.